真正看守了他，这样就淘气也是这样。
嗯，我有 all thinking about becoming ordained.
哦
，some thank you.
啊，嗯，上了当官的意思，淘气呢就当，淘气呢本人跟给钱写了一块的意思。
嗯，
可是这是呢，今天你也给宣扬的，那你可是什么？告诉的出去三界探界了，嗯，出去三界探界了，就高完了高月爬头，啊你告诉的吃饭堂三界常人来完了，啊你告诉让你告诉的我保证我金箔当完了，啊你滚不了滚不进去完的，嗯，朋友叫都是这样子滚不了也可怜
So, Tenzin just says, you know, it's very good that you are thinking of, you know, thinking of getting ordained. As, you know, Guru Shakyamuni Buddha has stated saying that, you know, what is more meritorious than making eons of offerings to the Buddhas of the Ten Directions are more merit than making charity to all the countless numbers sentences, more meritorious than all of that is, you know, taking steps towards ordination, you know, like that.
You know, I'm telling myself, I'm a student then by the word, student then, tower the Dungari,
and so on. And the basic bottom line is that when we live in ethics, we have the basis for happiness. When we don't live in ethics, then, you know, it is the basis for suffering and problems in our life. When we commit ourselves, when we make this commitment to take on these kind of vows or precepts, the way in which we are able to live ethically is far more effective as opposed to, you know, not being obliged or bound by any kind of vows or precepts. Then, living in ethics is a little bit harder as opposed to, you know, when you mindfully take on vows and then live in ethics. That is you know, it's a much more effective way of living in ethics. Furthermore, it is said that, you know, compared to the time of the Buddha, you know, when an individual lived in observing all the vows, compared to that merit, then in this day, in this degenerate age, under these circumstances, even by being able to live in one vow purely is far more meritorious than living in the purity of all the vows in Buddha's time. Because to live in ethics now in this degenerate age is a far more difficult. The vows of ordination, which is in the category of the vows of individual liberation, pratimoksha vows, these vows are the foundation for being able to generate all the positive qualities in oneself. And all the bodhisattva vows and the qualities that come with that, all the tantric vows and all the qualities that come with that.
Ani tim sujin de thala suya na sin chani sa de ani ni ji ge jiben thamje de xi che ba yo wa nyo dang ani ka so de ji ji jiben ni ga ge ni xi che ba na sin sujin de yin de thamje de xi che ba song la de si.
So just like this ground or this earth is the foundation to support all animate and inanimate existence. Likewise, our morality, our living morality, is the foundation supporting all our qualities, growth of all our inner qualities.
Ani chila deva ji yinan deva ji sa yinan yang deva ji sa ba chi yinan yang deva ji yinan yang deva to chen bu yama desu. Chikun ji lang cha la cha ni so sa ni chikun da ji lang cha ni to deva ji sa 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 na deva ji pe di ba desu. Yin lo bi nyan ga la.
So, you see, without vows or precepts, even if we live virtuously, there is no continuous increase of the merit of virtue. Whereas on the other hand, when we take on vows of ethics, vows of morality, like the Pratimoksha vows, vows of individual, in all the while, whether we are sleeping or if, at all times of living in that, in those vows, you know, our merit of you know, morality, the, you know, the positive potential living morality is all the time increasing, as opposed to, you know, when we do, we are not bound by any kind of vows, but anyway live kind of positively, but there is no, you know, continuous increase in that merit.
Ani tindishu ngares kena nyene gitambato yinsana yinukuna nyene gitambani yin yin yinji yinukuna sotepa yinukuna nyene yinji kitake tine yinine nyene gitambala ba yinayang ki chupu panyumbata na ba yinayang.
So therefore, you know, you have vows like, you know, just for the duration of a day, taking a vow to not to kill, and so, you know, and for that time frame, in all the while of having committed yourself to that particular vow, for that duration, for that entire duration, you have the merit of living in that ethics.
So, this is the first time that we have to do this. So, this is the first time that we have to do this. So, this is the first time that we have to do this. So, this is the first time that we have to do this. So, this is the first time that we have to do this.
There is a great difference in, like, for example, living in the vow of not killing and the merit of that. And then not living in the vow of not killing, but anyway not killing, you know, anyway not killing. So between these two, you know, one who has the vow to not to kill, and the other, you know, does not have the vow, but anyway does not kill. Between the merit of these two individuals, there's a great difference in the merit accumulated by these two individuals.
Ani kharasa na chenmi me kala ani longje pishin tsuwa kazi yo. Ani mimi me kala ya kasa longje pishin tsuwa mayin bada dunga pata naba yung kaya te chunga na tesu lo ki tira.
There is a story about an individual, you know, who during the lifetime was a butcher, who during the daytime was a butcher, because that was his livelihood, you know, and so the only vow of not killing he could take was the night time. So every night he took this vow, because anyway during that time frame he never did any killing. And so that was his way of accumulating merit of not killing. But during the day he, that was his livelihood. So the karmic result of that was that, you know, in one of his later lifetimes, during the day he would incredibly suffer. But when night came, everything would change completely around. And so, because this individual has such a unique experience like that, so the Buddha, how, you know, and when people questioned about his karmic, result, the Buddha explained, saying that in the past that was how he did it, you know. But during the day he was a butcher and he dedicated the night by, you know, taking the vow to not kill like that. And so consequently, you know, he had this kind of very kind of odd experience.
Then down Kansuri Rabbi Chungwa Doji Yina Ani Chim Rabbi Chungwa Lama Den by Chimji Chawala Ne Chawada Jina Ani Chimji Chawet Chene Chetuba Lugumba 심지 대화기 대화기 무슨 제라도 내 관계 아니 체체라 가서 전반 얘기 받아 근데 체체하기 전에 얘기 봐
so especially when we want to dedicate our life to Dharma practice to spirituality to inner or mental development being ordained allows you much more freedom to be able to do that as opposed to living a lay life in which you know somehow you have a lot of distractions you know for, you know so that way it's it serves as a deterrent if your objective is Dharma practice in life
ani samapong sa de ganga re se na chedi pyo dang chedi ani chawan di we dang da tin di chi samapong sa de ka la ani de we sam khoe de si bu kun do ka bu la de si
so somehow to sort of as a lay person somehow to sort of align our thinking towards Dharma is much more difficult in the sense that you know mentally that you know we are distracted by many objectives mm-hmm. you know physically distracted by many other objectives like that so to focus ourselves in virtue becomes far more difficult
ani so si chimjang sa ma dang go do bu gu bu gu sa ma dang go re ani ya ga ma ba sa ma dang na do ani che che ya ge dang chi ma pe je sa ma dang ya de sa ma dang do ka bu che he je
so you know, as a lay person then the immediate situation of one's life takes so much precedence one's family one's relationships one's friends one's work so like that these take far more precedence than you know one's wish to focus on the Dharma
that di cheva di gi che di pin do le ma do kho la cheva di la de u ji je le ga de la sa na that yo ma
so all these distractions that are usually there in one's lay life you know it's a you know if you ask has these activities got any you know meaning to it it has absolutely no meaning it's just trying to sustain it's just trying to keep up the face of this life you know
pichin to wakande di chung ina ya ta so so kale ja chen ni bu bu chung du tin de tin chen du kale se ja chen ni di ba ma bo sa ja de yin na ya di zo kang de ba ti di ba so so kai chi to le
so
bu su du dang an chin da no wo che ja yo ma de
so you see everything gets taken up you know time and energy and whatever resources one has investing in trying to keep up you know all the relationships of friends relatives work and all of this just trying to keep up all of this takes up everything of one's time energy resources like that and along the way one accumulates so much negative karma physically, mentally, verbally, in the process of trying to maintain the balance of all of this. And then at the end of that, you know, whatever negative karma one has accumulated, it cannot be passed around or shared around, you know. Oneself has to, you know, carry the fruits of that negative karma.
So you have to say, you know, the children can do it, give us some of the time to meet and the story. Now, here it is. When you do the children lesson, you make me miss the thing. Then I told you to do the children
lesson. So, you know, so through being ordained or through living in the morality of a life of ordination, then one is more easily able to engage in a virtuous kind of life and so therefore you know the result of that virtue is for you to experience not only in terms of this lifetime but in terms of future lifetimes you know one can reap the benefits of those virtues
So ते मेना यां दिनो पादे चिगोरवा ते इतिकेवा छिमासु येदेया दिउ तेदांग जेवा छिमान योदि कारणयाले योमय मिदि थाकेगा मादेसि सोवा दिना जेला पादे चिगोरवा सि जेवा छिमा तंदाला सामा तंगु बारेसि
सो फॉर एग्जांपल And people, you know, work so hard throughout their life, you know, and look forward to the day of retirement. But you never know whether retirement will happen first or the next life will happen first. But even though there is no guarantee like that, you still work for the day of your retirement. So if that is the case, then, it is even more reasonable that one works for the future lifetime because that is a guaranteed thing to happen.
대인아 난 취미 된다라 상업병에 가르쳐서 된다 지원하시 추진들이
so what is the best way of investing for one's future lifetimes infinite number of future lifetimes how one can begin to invest in that is only through morality
근데 지금 나와있나 아니 대형이와 자와이용은 용와 아니 고생 대성 고생을 전부 대성 고생 전에 퇴진 연수를 낸바라 때네 아니
So then, in living in that kind of morality through ordination, then, you know, one keeps away, you know, one is free of the many deterrents that bind us to, keeping up with this lifetime. And then one can engage oneself in all the activities of listening, contemplation, meditation, and the Dharma, and thereby secure, benefits, the essence of this life, or whether it is small, middling, or great, taking, being able to actualize, to make meaningful, make life meaningful in this kind of way. So, by oneself living in this kind of lifestyle of ethics, of ordination, or dedicating one's body, speech, and mind in listening, engaged in Dharma, listening or contemplation, through this, one is anyway doing an incredible service to one's family, to one's friends, to all sentient beings. One is being of great benefit. So prior to taking any kind of ordination like that, then first and foremost, one must have a very strong sense of refuge in the Buddha Dharma. And so, in order to experience, kind of a genuine, strong sense of refuge in the Buddha Dharma Sangha, then one must see or understand qualities of the Buddha, qualities of the Dharma. And like this, you have to see, have some sort of appreciation or awareness of the qualities of one's objects of refuge in order to feel a genuine sense of refuge. So like in this way, making oneself knowledgeable in the qualities of one's objects of refuge and in being able to compare what one is getting involved in here with in regards to other spiritual paths and see how in this spiritual path one feels a greater benefit or more greater benefit like that be able to see a sense of that that this is to one's benefit or to one's advantage like that by understanding the Dhamma and Sangha and its qualities. Being able to understand Buddhahood in the sense that how it embodies qualities of fearlessness, Buddhahood, and that it not only that the Buddhas are extremely skilled in leading us into all states of fearlessness, and that that the compassion is without any kind of bias or discrimination, and that the activities of the Buddha is such that they benefit all regardless of whether sentient beings' active actions help or harm. So in this way, when you take refuge in the Buddha, you have to understand what it is one is taking refuge in, the qualities that are embodied in the Buddha that in which one is taking refuge in, and understand how the Dharma is the actual refuge, how in practicing of the Dharma one experiences the actual refuge. So by that one must have an understanding of the refuge. So if refuge is a foundation for all of the vows that we take, like the vows of individual liberation. And then after you decide to take these vows, decide to become ordained, then it is important to be stable in that ordination. So in being ordained, you must be clear for yourself what are the temporary benefits of my being ordained, what are the ultimate benefits of my being ordained. So like that, everything must be very clean here for one's own mind. So then once one chooses to take on these vows, or once one chooses to become ordained, then one shouldn't be flippant in the sense that whatever ordination one should one takes, then it should be a decision for the rest of one's life, just like a carving on a rock. It stays stable, as opposed to making a picture in the water, as Narayana says. Our decision shouldn't be like making a picture in the water, because it changes all the time, whereas a carving on a rock stays like that for long periods of time. So our decision to become ordained, or the vows that we take in our life, should be like the carving on a rock, and it's there for a long time. And the thing is that the more sincerely we educate ourselves in the Dharma practice, the more we understand it, then the greater and greater our faith and devotion in the Dharma will become.
Mm-hmm. 아니 좀봐 참아인바 근데 제바시다 막가라 내가 마시에 봐 아니 남산 화도 하고 좋아져서는 아니 다 때문에 내가 찾아야 있어.
So to become ordained in one's life, it is important that you have a good understanding. And if you don't have a foundation of a good understanding about what you, about what one is doing, then one's life as an ordained person becomes very unstable. But if one has a very grounded understanding of everything that that one is doing, then that ordination has the basis of stability.
And
it doesn't have to say much because there's so many texts, Lamin graduate Path to Enlightenment texts that are translated. You study those. In particular, you study the sections on the middling scope, and then you will gain a sense of an appreciation of living in the apex.
So in those texts,
when you study Lama, it becomes very clear and apparent for one what are the advantages and what are the disadvantages of living in ethics or not living in ethics. You know, what are the reasons for doing it? What are the goals or objectives for doing it? Like that.
So if
it becomes very clear for our own mind what is the advantages of ordination or what are the disadvantages of not being ordained, when this as one thinks about it over and over again, and then as one makes that comparison, then it's an easy decision for one. You see, whenever we see advantages or benefits, then we aspire to it, we are interested in it. And once we have interest or aspiration, then we persevere towards achieving it. And once we persevere, then we can actualize the result. Most important is for oneself to think well about what one is doing. One shouldn't, although there are people who get ordained and then give up on it later, although there are cases like that, but one should avoid being in that kind of situation by from the very outset thinking well through about what one is doing. So, in the case of the very intelligent, when they have to make a decision, they are very, very clear about what it is that they are deciding about. Very, 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 very clear. Or even if it's not like absolutely clear, but major percentage they're sure about it, and so on the basis of that they make the decision. Then for those who aren't really certain, but in the middle of the whole mixed up thing, then makes a decision, then it's very unstable. Then if you go in that way, then sometimes you can ruin your entire life.
So
It's like, you know, you're not able to see through your ordinary lay life, and you're not able to see through your ordained life, so you know, it becomes very messy. So whatever you decide, then you know, it is important that whatever decision you make, then you see through that decision.
That's
about all Thich Nhat Hanh wants to say. But if you have questions, you can ask.